Park City High School senior Ben Agnew is a student athlete and part of the leadership organization, especially for athletes. He and other athletic team representatives meet regularly to discuss leadership. Each then shares leadership principles with their respective sports team.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, just my family, we delivered some meals during Christmas to a few families. I think we did like two or three meals. And then we just wanted to do more. So last year we kind of made it a service project through a group called Especially for Athletes at our school, which is just a group of athletes. We meet Wednesday mornings and go over leadership values and just kind of stuff that we can take back to our individual teams at the high school. One of the things we wanted to do last year was make a service project, and this was a great thing for us to do. So last year was our first year, and this year we're doing it again.
The effort is supported by coaches and athletes at the high school. The National Honor Society also helps with the logistics of packaging the meals and delivering them to local families. Agnew said they delivered 425 meals last year.
So our primary goal this year is 500 in Park City. So last year we did about 425 meals, so 500 this year. And then if we can get the donations, we'd like to do another 350 to the Heber and Midway area if we could. And that might be something down the road for next year, but if we have the donations, then we'll definitely do it this year.
They're coordinating with the Christian Center's Operation Hope. A fresh market at Quarry Village is assisting with the food.
And this year we're going to be a little bit more organized with it. We're just Operation Hope through the Christian Center is a kind of a toy drive where a lot of families come and can pick up toys for their families. So this year some volunteers are going to be there from our group, and they're going to have a sign up where you can sign up to receive the meals. And so hopefully that will give us a better idea of who needs the meals. And then with the leftover meals, we'll kind of do what we did last year and just go hand them out to who needs them. So we have a turkey, potatoes, a pie, rolls, and vegetables.
They're looking for cash donations, which they'll use to buy food. They can be made through the Christian Center website.
Yeah, so you can donate through the Christian Center. So we have a tab on there. It's under donation specification. It's Christmas dinners. So that's how we get all of our donations to buy the food. So that was a huge key last year, was getting all the donations. And then this year, since we're doing more meals, we're looking for any sponsors, local companies that would like to sponsor. We're looking for that too. So any way that we can get the donations is appreciated.
The program will continue on into the future, even with Agnew graduating in June. Jamie Sheets, Park City Athletic Director, said he's not worried because Agnew has a little brother going into 10th grade next year. They'll need volunteers for Saturday, December 22nd, which is when they'll package the dinners and make deliveries.
All the food gets brought in, and it's essentially set out for pretty much an assembly line. As people go through, the volunteers go through, we put holiday music on the speakers in the school, and we got hot chocolate. It's very festive. We had not just student athletes. We really promoted out to any student at the school, but we also had parents. We had friends of parents that were in town for the holiday that came in as well and helped out. And it was a really neat experience for the first year doing it on that scale. It was amazing to see how many kids showed up. I thought more would be out of town or more would be sleeping in, but they just kept coming, and it went really fast.
They'll start assembling the meals on Saturday, December 22nd at 9:30 in the Park City High School common area. If interested in being a sponsor, contact Ben Agnew at benjagnew@gmail.com. Donations to help with purchasing the meals can be made on the Christian Center of Park City website. That's www.ccofpc.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.